The governor's tools save Wisconsin taxpayers over $1 billion, according to the governor. Governor Scott Walker commends local leaders who put his reforms to work to find innovative ways to be more efficient while still maintaining and improving services. The vast majority of the savings comes from the implementation of Act 10. Walker issued a list of his savings in a statement on Monday, but Democratic Party of Wisconsin Communications Director Graham Zielinski says the numbers just don't add up.
Yeah, this is totally bogus. This is a billion-dollar dog and pony show. Scott Walker has raised property taxes around the state. At the same time, property values have gone down. We have massive cuts to teachers and to education, higher classroom sizes, fewer teachers in the classrooms, worse educational outcomes, huge tax breaks to corporations that haven't created a single job here. We lead the nation in job loss under Scott Walker. And all he wants to do is try to change the subject from his real record.
Republican Representative Robin Voss says the GOP reforms helped to eliminate a $3.6 billion deficit in the state budget without major layoffs, massive tax increases, or a decrease in important government services. Zielinski disputes claims that those who are not seeing the benefits opted not to make use of Walker's tools.
Well, that's not, number one, that's not true. And if you look at the totality of the 300-some school districts in the state, they have suffered because of a lack in funding. They haven't suffered because they didn't get these terrible tools, but it is a massive cut in funding, the biggest cut in funding to the state of Wisconsin's education system in history.
Republican Party of Wisconsin Communications Director Ben Sparks says the state continues to move forward, doing more with less. Governor Walker was in the Manitowoc area on Monday talking up the savings.
The $1 billion worth of savings are conservative estimates, and people can go to our website, reforms.wi.gov, click on your county, and see firsthand about how those reforms are saving taxpayers in each of our communities and in our counties real money, money that goes right back in the services and protects the hardworking taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin.
Zielinski says the Wisconsin voters will make their voices heard on June 5th, the governor's recall election. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.